restart of the Major League Baseball season, second half getting underway with Braves Yankees. We'll have thoughts on that and the upcoming MLB trade deadline, plus all your calls and texts. Don't miss a minute right here on The Roar.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, and I have some text line questions, a bunch of them. I'm going to try and get to some of them. I've been asked about Miami. I've been asked about Oklahoma in terms of their schedules and possible results. So we'll get to that as well. I have no idea. This show's just flown by. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Get in on all the MLB action with Underdog. And by the way, Major League Baseball starts back up tomorrow. So let's freaking go. Let's go on Underdog. I don't have anything played yet. I haven't even had a chance to look at it yet. But I knew I had some time. You know, that's what I always do, Ramona. I procrastinate. And then the time is here. And so I need to get going on that. Which I will do. I mean, I'll take a look at Underdog this evening, maybe even before the end of the show. But I'm going to still sit on my picks until tomorrow. Get in on all the MLB action with Underdog. Underdog's the leading place to make all your sports picks. You can play now in our state of South Carolina. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app has over 100K five-star reviews and millions of players. To play, all you have to do is download the app, choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You can choose from things like home runs, strikeouts, so much more. This is Underdog. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. That's insane. You can turn a dollar into $1,000 just with your baseball knowledge. So we'll have some picks for you tomorrow and when we get back to playing MLB. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina, Wisconsin, or North Dakota. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web. /deposit-match-terms for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Ramona, let's try and answer a couple of these questions. Miami fan, let me see if I can get back to this, said, what's Miami season this season if Beck throws for 3,830 TDs and the secondary plays much better? Well, Ramona, give me Miami's schedule. Let's start there, and then I'll get to the Oklahoma question and the Oklahoma schedule. Because I was asked about that by a couple of people as well.
Okay.
I'm getting asked many more now. All right, so go ahead. Give me Miami's schedule.
Notre Dame is first, home.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough spot. It's a tough spot for Notre Dame. It's a rebirth of Catholics versus convicts. I wonder if they're doing T-shirts again. The modern age Catholics versus convicts. The sequel, Catholics versus convicts, the sequel. It's a tough spot. I think Notre Dame is a legitimate national title contender. I think C.J. Carr at quarterback is going to be really good. In his first year as a starter. But that gives Miami a chance, too. Miami's offensive line has a chance to be elite. We don't really know about the Miami receivers yet, but this question by 706 predetermines that Beck is going to throw for 3,830 TDs, and he's asking if that happens and the secondary is better, then what can happen? Well, if those things that you just pointed out happen, then Miami's probably going to play Clemson for the ACC title. And obviously were you to win that, you're in the playoff. But if the things that you just pointed out happen, If Carson Beck throws for 3,800 yards, 30 touchdowns, and limits the turnovers, let's add that. So we don't have a 30-20 deal. You know, if it's 30-10 or less, and the secondary plays much better. Because, again, the secondary was the big problem last year. It was the secondary had, I thought, issues when the year began and when injuries mounted in the secondary. The second half of the year, the secondary was a disaster. You know, this had nothing to do with Cristobal, unless you want to say they could have had better depth in the secondary. But that secondary was probably the most beat-up secondary in America the second half of the year, and everyone took advantage. That's why Miami wound up in these shootouts. So that's clearly the area that needs to be better, as well as, you know, how Carson Beck performs as a leader. So, you know, I don't even know if we need to do that schedule, because this, again, this suggestion, inherent in the suggestion, is Beck with 3,800 yards and 30 TDs. So if Beck does that, then my normal projection for the schedule wouldn't be in play anyway. So we could probably skip that. Give me the Oklahoma schedule. Yeah.
Okay. All right, their first game is Illinois State at home.
Yeah, win. Oklahoma's schedule's tough, by the way. I'm no illusions.
Michigan at home.
Yeah, I think they win that game. I think Oklahoma wins that game.
Okay, at Temple.
Win, 3-0.
Auburn at home.
Yeah, this is going to be a game. And this is going to be Jackson Arnold returning to Norman, Oklahoma, where he left. And he's going to be highly motivated. But so is Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's going to have Mateer, so they're still going to have the better quarterback. But I like this Auburn team, too. I'll say win, 4.
Kent State at home.
5.
And then they go play Texas in Dallas. Wouldn't that just be a home game?
No, it's a neutral site.
For Texas, I mean? No. I know it is, but, I mean, it's Texas.
No, it's the Red River rivalry. It's a balanced fan base.
Oh.
I guess I have to say loss based on how I had them in the original standings.
Okay, at South Carolina.
I think they're going to win this game. I don't know why. I just think it's a revenge spot. They were embarrassed last year. South Carolina took a 21-0 lead in like 5 minutes. I'll say a half, though, for sake of this argument. So it's, what, 5.5?
I think so. Mississippi at home.
6.5.
At Tennessee.
Screw you, Lincoln.
At Alabama.
Wait, no, slow down.
Oh, I thought that was your answer.
No. At Tennessee, 7.5.
What do you get for Mississippi?
I already gave that a win. 7.5.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. At Alabama.
8.5.
Okay. Missouri.
9.5.
Home. And LSU home.
See, I mean, I think Oklahoma's like a 10-win football team. I have them 10th in the nation. I think you're going to see the rise of Oklahoma. And by the time this season ends, they're going to be extending Venables and trying to make him their lifetime coach. Tess says, well, I hate Bama, but how are you so high on many new starting quarterbacks but hate on Simpson? Also, any chance Bama's coach had to walk on eggshells last year to keep who he could from waking and now can institute his culture? Maybe walking, okay. Walking and institute his culture. Well, first of all, I'm really not high on inexperienced quarterbacks. You know, that's how I came to the decision that I did in picking the teams I did. I mean, I picked Clemson and Penn State, where you have two hyper-experienced quarterbacks. So I'm really not high on inexperienced quarterbacks in general. So that's my first problem with Ty Simpson. My second problem with Ty Simpson is, if he was any good, how did he not beat out the Jalen Milroe that played for Bama last year? I know NFL teams became infatuated with his athletic ability, but Jalen Milroe sucked last year. And, you know, and the sucking kept getting worse until you got to the point of the Oklahoma game where he was an industrial-sized friggin' Hoover in the suck category. I mean, he was atrocious. He threw 3 picks. They couldn't score at all against an Oklahoma team. They had no offense. They had no quarterback. And so, you know, I asked the same question that people have asked about Texas. You know, Steve Spurrier asked of Texas, well, if Arch Manning's really that great, how did he not beat out Quinn Ewers, who was injured and not all that effective last year? Okay, well, that's a legitimate question, but the same thing holds true for Alabama. If Ty Simpson's all that great, how did he not beat out that Jalen Milroe last year? How did DeBoer play Milroe all year? Look, I think Kalen DeBoer is a really good football coach. I believe that. I also believe that he did not understand the situation he walked into in Alabama. Nick Saban is the guy who understood it. I tried to explain this at the start of last year at our college football kickoff show when people loved Alabama. I said, no, look, Nick Saban doesn't love that team. You know, I said, there's your sign. You know, it's that Saban didn't love that team. Saban quit because he didn't think that team had any chance of winning a national title. He can say whatever else he wants. He can say, well, one kid with NIL, he got sick of NIL, whatever. I'm not saying those things weren't factors. What I'm telling you is the real reason Saban walked away is he never loved Milroe, and he looked around at that football team last year, and he knew. I mean, if I knew sitting here in Easley, South Carolina, that that team was going to suck last year and not make the playoff, Nick Saban knew. Nick Saban knew. And so that's the team DeBoer inherited. Nick Saban was not going to win any more games with that team than DeBoer did. That team was not winning anything. They had issues all over. And I still think they have issues. I don't hate Ty Simpson, all right? My dilemma with Ty Simpson is when I watched his high school film, remember, Clemson wanted Ty Simpson first. He was target one before they wound up with Cade Klubnik. I mean, it was like 1A, 1B, but Simpson was 1A. And Clemson wound up with 1B and has been better for it. But, you know, when I watched Simpson in high school, he looked dynamic. He looked like a dual-threat quarterback with a really live arm. But we have not seen any of that at Alabama. Now, I grant you, we've only seen little bits and pieces of it. But even when I watched him in the spring, in, you know, whatever Alabama called their spring alleged game, whatever that thing was. You know, I thought he was better in the short and intermediate passing game than Milroe was, but I didn't see the ingredients that I saw from him as a high school player. So I don't know what to think of Ty Simpson. That's my problem. It's not that I hate him at this point. I don't know what to think of him, and I'm just not willing to grant him status that because we haven't seen him. I mean, I don't know. The only guy that I granted that type of status to that I can remember, because you had asked me, you know, why am I high on many new starting quarterbacks? The only one that I granted that status to, and it was almost against my better judgment, was Julian Sayin. And Sayin was a five-star guy, and I've actually seen more of him recently than I have Ty Simpson. And he has the best receiving core in America, you know, one of the best we've ever seen. So, you know, that's why. And that team was the defending national champion. Even though they lost some personnel, Alabama was a team that missed the playoffs. So that would be why Sayin. But other than that, I don't think I gave much credence to any new quarterbacks that I can think of. So I think I was pretty consistent on that all through the process. So that's how I view it. Tech said, still need Walt's picks of the week. I will have something for you tomorrow. I promise you that. 940 says, what's Virginia's over and under Walt? You know what? I don't remember seeing Virginia's win total. I know I did, but it was apparently a number, 940, that I must have looked at it and thought, nah, you know, I don't like it on either side of it. Lots to get to. We still have a lot of college football talk to get to. Plus, I have a little, you know, I saw this. Where is it? Well, what exactly happened to my Twitter feed? Here we are. Yeah, we're hiding over here in the corner. I saw this article by, it's an ESPN article by, who's it by? It's by Jeremy Fowler. And Jeremy Fowler spoke to, according to him, and I believe him, he spoke to NFL personnel execs, scouts. Who did he speak to here? Where's it say? I don't know. He's doing this position by position. I don't know. I must be just going past it, but he said this was based on NFL executives, etc. Okay. With the 2025 NFL training camps on the horizon, league's two insiders made their voices heard. ESPN surveyed league executives, coaches, and scouts to help us rank the top 10 players at 11 different positions, from quarterback to cornerback and all positions in between. First of all, you know, I love when we talk about people like that and act like they know what they're talking about. Those are all the fired GMs who you hear all over radio now, who each one sounds like a bigger idiot than the next one. They don't know anything about personnel. That's how they wind up being fired. So you have to take these opinions with a grain of salt as well. They're not cliche alert. They're not all that important, but maybe interesting. All right. We'll tell you who those receivers are. I have one or two that I would take deep exception with, one in particular with his ranking, because I think he's clearly a top six receiver already in the National Football League, and he was ranked I think he was ranked in others receiving votes or something. That just means you're not paying attention. It means that those people have actually probably not even watched enough film to catch on to it yet. And that's the case of Brian Thomas, who I believe they had in others receiving votes. That's utterly laughable. I mean, pay attention. We'll cover that and more. I also want to talk about the toughest schedules in college football. I don't know how much of one or the other we're going to get to, but we'll see on the other starting on the other side. Walt Tip to the Road Rage quick break.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
You know, I couldn't stop talking about it to my family and friends. My knees are my trouble spot. But for me to tell them now that I'm doing so much better, they were amazed. And I've been amazed.
QC Kinetics Cellular Therapies. Yes, it is amazing how these non-surgical treatments deliver joint pain relief for patients like Dr. Eric Williams, a successful chiropractor.
Each week, I just started noticing that I could sleep and not have pain. I could play pickleball. I could do a CrossFit exercise routine.
QC Kinetics revitalizes your joints so you can move again without the pain pills or invasive surgery.
You know, I'm 60 years old and I want to stay competitive as long as I can. And QC has allowed me to do that. They did me right and really made a difference in my life.
Book your free consultation with QC Kinetics today and experience the difference for yourself.
I like to go, 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 move, move, move.
QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlawn Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dibtulu Road Rage, we are back. You want in, you can get in. 654-7627. People always complain you can't get in. Line's been pretty busy all day, but you can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. It's a good time. Good time. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Lavery. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He'll help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located in Clemson, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, behind Mellow Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. If you're in charge with DUI, it's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. Been charged, it's vital to get the advice of a South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. Being charged doesn't automatically mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, you've been injured in any type of accident, call Nick Lavery to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. Wrongful death, if your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to negligence to someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? You call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. NickLaveryLaw.com. You will 100% thank me later. All right. On this, where'd it go again? Here we go. On this, who the best NFL wide receivers are, again, according to executives, scouts, and coaches, yes. League executives, coaches, and scouts have helped them rank the top 10 players at 11 different positions, and this position is wide receiver. So, according to them, wide receiver one is Ja'Marr Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals. Says last year's ranking was three. I'm not going to read you everything it says here, but it says Chase separated from defenders on the field all year, then separated from the pack on these rankings in year four. He earned around 70% of the first place votes after producing the fifth Triple Crown of the Super Bowl era with league highs in catches, receiving yards, and touchdowns. Look, he's won, okay? He's won. I mean, I think that's clear. I have no problem with the ranking of Ja'Marr Chase at one. It does say, as one NFL personnel director put it, Jefferson is the better route runner, but Chase is the better overall playmaker. They're both terrific. I don't really want to separate between Chase and Jefferson, but the distinction there, if there is one or two, is that Chase is really thickly bodied, and two, he has really explosive long speed. And it's that home run hitting ability that gives Ja'Marr Chase the edge. So I would say that's a correct ranking. I would say that Justin Jefferson, who they have at two, who last year they had at one, I think is rightfully put at two. An AFC executive said he's the best route runner and probably has the best hands. The way he gets in and out of his breaks and uses his body to maneuver, it's just really hard to get a handle on. Do you remember when Jefferson was coming out, and at LSU he was playing in the slot? And, you know, he was asked about playing in the slot because, historically speaking, NFL receivers don't like to be pigeonholed as slot receivers. That's not where the money is. But Jefferson loved it. Jefferson loved playing in the slot, and his rationale was, he said, because I have a two-way go. Right. You know, wherever you put him, he's terrific. He's an absolutely great route runner. He does have great hands. You know, it's hard to rank him too, but I would fundamentally agree with this. I think one and two are correct. Three is Tyreek Hill. This is last year's ranking number two. And, you know, you've got a suggestion that Hill struggled mightily without Tua Tagovailoa in the lineup, appeared to quit on his team. But he's been saying all the right things since. He averaged 1,557 yards between 2020 and 2023. The number fell to 959 in 17 games last season. All the people they spoke to said, yeah, but he still is the fastest guy in the NFL, and he still has all that explosive speed and such. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He's 31. Is it just the Tua thing, or has he rounded the bend even for him? I would agree that, you know, he's still super explosive. He's still probably the fastest guy in the league. I would agree with all those things. Maybe part of it is my reluctancy is Tua himself. You know, as I say, with wide receivers, they're dependent on quarterbacks. You can't just evaluate them in a vacuum. And I'm just not sure what Miami is right now. I mean, I think Miami might go right in the tank. I mean, I think it's conceivable they finish last in the division. You know, Chris Greer is a living, walking, breathing idiot. And, you know, it appears that they're breaking this team down instead of building it up. It appears that they're building for some date in the future, 3 or 4 years down the road. But, I mean, how Chris Greer is still running that show is beyond me. And so that makes me a little worried. You know, Tyreek Hill checked out at the end of last season. What's going to keep him from checking out this season? I don't know. Look, I don't hate it at three, but I don't love it either. That's the first one that I would question a little. CeeDee Lamb is at four. He was at four last year. Had a banner season in 2023. Has had no true down years. Again, I like CeeDee Lamb. Is he the fourth best receiver in the NFL? I don't know. I think Dallas is going to have a good season. And I think Dallas is actually going to win that division. And if they do that, CeeDee Lamb will be a big part in that. Of course, you know, you're going to have Pickens. Whether that helps Lamb's production or not, it will help Dallas. Whether it helps Lamb's production or not is another question, because you're going to have another wide receiver who thinks he's a WR1, even though he's not. You know, again, what Lamb lacks is the explosive element. You know, he's a terrific receiver. He does everything well. One NFL personnel evaluator said, excellent out of the slot, easy mover, can sink and bend, very good in the catch, excellent ball carrier vision. I think all those things are true. The one thing he lacks is is elite explosiveness. I think we're in this gray area now after those first two. I think the first two are fairly obvious. I think we're in this gray area now. I'm not sure that given the situation in Miami as we speak, and given maybe a little more share of the wealth in Dallas, I'm not sure that I would have either one of those guys three or four. Let's see who else they have. They have A.J. Brown, number five. Last year, he was six. Says Zadzi, a top five receiver here, tied for 43rd in league-wide targets last season. But those numbers for Brown were more a product of the run-heavy Eagles offense and didn't affect his high-end ability. Look, I think Brown is a terrific receiver. He's a tough matchup. He's strong. He's got good long speed still. There's a lot to like with A.J. Brown. Number six is Amon-Ra St. Brown. Last year, number seven, it said, some reporting moments stick with you. When I visited Lions training camp 3 years ago, Jared Goff told me that whenever he's in trouble in the pocket, he thinks to look for one receiver only, St. Brown. That may change a little with Jameson Williams this year. He enjoyed a 129.4 passer rating. That's Goff when targeting St. Brown, whose 81.6 reception rate is easily the best among wideouts with a minimum of 75 targets. You know, the analytics and the stats support him fairly well. It says he doesn't have the size, but he has these high-level traits, feet, hands, instincts, run after catch, competitive toughness. That's all true. He doesn't have great explosiveness, but he's a very tough receiver, very good, no question. I think my dilemma here in this little list is that once you go past two, I think the rest of this is sort of a jumbled mess. I mean, is it fair to put some of these guys where they have them? Yes. Is that exactly where I would put them? I don't know. I would need to think about this. They have Malik Nabers seven. I think Malik Nabers is better than seven. In fact, you know, when all is said and done here, he's going to be three. He's going to be right behind the other two LSU receivers. LSU is truly wide receiver U. And we're going to find out about that in game one this year now. But over the last X number of years, they are truly wide receiver U. I think Ja'Marr Chase at one is true. I think Justin Jefferson at two is true. If you ask me going into the season, now, again, they have quarterback questions, and the receiver's only as good as his quarterback, but Malik Nabers caught 91 passes last year playing with no quarterback. I think Malik Nabers might be three. Now, his yards per catch weren't what they will be because he's super explosive, and we haven't seen enough of that yet, but a part of that was just because, you know, that team has not been able to throw the football. I think they're going to throw it better this year. I mean, you're talking about a really physical guy with super long speed, you know, who was the combine, I think, was 4.32. There's just nothing to dislike about Malik Nabers. Look, I'll say this. From a sheer talent standpoint, at this point in his career, he's three. He would be wide receiver three for me. Eight is Nico Collins. Last year was an honorable mention. You know, look, Collins a big-bodied receiver. He's talented. You know, he's a favorite target of C.J. Stroud. I would think he would continue to have success. I don't doubt that. You know, he is going to have some company this year because they drafted both Iowa State receivers. So, you know, there'll be more weapons for Stroud to work with this year. And, you know, whether that helps or hinders him from a statistical standpoint, that sort of remains to be seen. All right, before we go to break, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. Every 10 years, they save Ramona. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why such a large portion of the business comes from previous customers and referrals. And we've seen that, you know, firsthand. We've seen people who experience Gilstrap, and then everybody wants it. Daredevil had Gilstrap do his roof, and then everybody in the neighborhood wanted Gilstrap to do their roofs. That's the Gilstrap difference. And this is the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate since 1935. That's insane. Family-owned and operated across four generations. Also incredible. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Do you hear any other roofer able to make that claim? Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow my friends at Gilstrap on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. I promise you will thank me later. All right, it appears that we're not going to get into the most difficult schedules until tomorrow. We'll see. We might start it, but I've ranked them as well. There'll be more Clemson football conversation tomorrow. I think we might talk a little Clemson offensive line tomorrow, maybe a little specifics on that deal. And, of course, we'll talk to you all day. It's college football season's here, NFL football season's here, and tomorrow we get the return of Major League Baseball for what should be an adventurous second half of the season. All right, Walt Tip, Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/radio. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. HIMS.com/RADIO.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Experience the reliability of Davis Services, where your comfort is our priority. We specialize in the maintenance, service, and installation of all major HVAC brands for both residential homes and small businesses. With over 5,000 satisfied maintenance customers, a dedicated team of 100 employees, and more than 60 service vehicles, we ensure prompt and precise attention to your needs. Whether it's heating, cooling, plumbing, or pest control, we've got you covered. Call 864-432-1785 today to experience unparalleled service.
For a true Tiger, every day is game day. And the Tiger Sports Shop has the gear to prove it. From Nike sideline apparel to exclusive Lululemon and Clemson polos, tees, and hats, we've got what you need to rep your Tigers in style. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, your Clemson headquarters, everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
Go Tigers!
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for four summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
The ultimate tribute to the Eagles is landing in Walhalla. Seven Bridges recreates the legendary sound of the Eagles with stunning accuracy. No backing tracks, no gimmicks, just pure rock and roll magic. From chart-topping hits to Joe Walsh deep cuts, it's a concert that thrills casual fans and diehards alike. Catch this powerhouse band live on stage August 22nd and 23rd at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets available now at WalhallaPack.com. One incredible show, two unforgettable nights. Don't miss it.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hand. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
They're killing us, Ramona, with the food commercials again. Look at look,
and look
at
how big they make that hamburger.
Right, they make the hamburger look giant.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not.
Look at it.
Yeah, I'm not naming the place, but trust me,
look at that.
Yeah.
That
stuff
looks delicious.
Yeah, it all looks delicious.
It
lures you in. They do this to us every single day. You know, of course, that's the time frame we're on. Hey, let me tell you about Benton Equipment and Supply. Benton Equipment Supply has been in business for nearly 25 years, a quarter century. Benton Equipment has four locations. Actually, it is 25 years now. 1403 Piedmont Highway in Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, Spartanburg, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, and 1897 US 76 Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location. Trust me, when it comes to any sort of construction equipment, any type of equipment, you need to get to Bennett. It's the great marriage of Bennett and Takeuchi as well. Bennett has been providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done for a quarter century. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. You know, Takeuchi recognized Bennett Equipment earlier the year as one of the top five dealers in North America. How about that? And Takeuchi themselves are the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-80s. You cannot go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing Benton Equipment and Takeuchi. It's the best marriage in the industry. Benton Equipment, your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffolding in the upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts, they do it all. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. And they have some special deals going right now. So by all means, contact them and you will thank me later. All right, back to this, back to this conversation about these wide receivers. And, are we going to cooperate? Okay, there we go. I just have to scroll back down again. So four was CeeDee Lamb, five was A.J. Brown, six was Amon-Ra St. Brown, seven was Malik Nabers, that's too low. Eight was Nico Collins, should have a good year and is going to have more help around him. Nine is Mike Evans. Says last year's ranking was eight. Says this is where things get interesting. Evans was one of five receivers in a voting cluster for the ninth and 10 spots. Garrett Wilson, Terry McLaurin. You can't put Terry McLaurin on it because Terry McLaurin's opting out of playing right now. Puka Nacua and Brian Thomas Jr. were the others. We put that group in a tiebreaker for several high-ranking evaluators, and Evans was deemed the clear number one. The clear number one in that group. The consensus is that Evans is still a premier outside threat at the age of 31. If you're trying to win one game or win on third down, you're still picking him really high, an NFL general manager said. He'll decline eventually, but I haven't seen any signs of it. He's still a beast. Yeah, look, he is. I mean, there's no arguing that. I'm actually a little more concerned with some of the guys higher on this list. Like, I don't know if your cluster has it right. I'm not sure about that. Like I'm not sure I would have Nico Collins above Mike Evans. And I'm not sure that I would have Amon-Ra St. Brown above Mike Evans. I don't even know about A.J. Brown. You know, I think Mike Evans certainly deserves his place in this conversation. And I like a lot of the guys who are apparently in this, you know, five-way tie. Garrett Wilson, happy New York Jet, by the way. Happy because he just rebooted at a big-time deal. So did Sauce Gardner. Look at the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 Ramona, of Craig. They are paying big bucks to their players. The Jets actually think, Ramona, now that they got rid of the curse of Aaron Rodgers, that they might be open for some business.
Oh, you think so?
I think they might be right.
So they're not going to be cheapos anymore.
Right. No, the Jets stepping up to pay their young, talented players. And look, Garrett Wilson is a freak. There's no question about it. He's a tremendous talent. I got to admit, this is a tough group. Says Wilson makes his top 10 debut after three consecutive 1,000-yard seasons, beating Terry McLaurin, Puka Nacua, and Brian Thomas Jr. for the final spot in this ranking. I love Garrett Wilson. I'm not putting him above Puka Nacua, for one. I'm not going to include Terry McLaurin in this conversation because we don't even know if he's playing. You would think so, but, you know, as a team captain guy, he's not the kind of guy you expected to be a holdout problem, but he has been. It says on Puka Nacua, it says legitimate hands and strength and run after catch ability, plays big in critical moments, probably doesn't have the high-end ability of some of the others on the list. That's an AFC executive, yeah, because you're not playing against them. NFL coordinator, though, says his ability to play fast through the catch is rare, so even though he might not have the top-end speed, he's playing fast and efficiently all the time. Another said, NFL defensive coach said, I can't believe he's not in the top 10. He's just got the it factor. See, I think that's right. I think Puka Nacua is 100% in the top 10. I think it's laughable not to have him in the top 10. And then Brian Thomas. Look, this is the guy they have most missed on, all right, in putting him in others receiving votes. It's like you're not paying attention, all right? Now, one guy says he'll be on the list by next year. He can do it all. He took the league by storm last year. He's got size, can win all areas of the field. There's not one thing you can't do with him. He can play outside or in the slot and dominate. That's an AFC executive. Okay, that's the one guy who has it right. That's the one guy who has it right. Brian Thomas is the top 6 receiver in the National Football League right now. Right now. And, you know, that's who Trevor has to throw to. That's who Trevor gets to throw to. Brian Thomas had over 1,300 yards last year. Jacksonville stunk, and he had over 1,300 yards. Brian Thomas is a big-time deep threat with size. I mean, he is, in my mind, Brian Thomas is 100% a top 6 NFL receiver right now, and I expect more big things from him this year. I don't think that's going to decline. I think it's actually going the other way. I think Brian Thomas is poised for an enormous season. And I think he is one of the real rising stars. Honestly, I think when you look at the best receivers in the National Football League, I think 4 of the top 6 or 7 all came from LSU. It speaks highly to what they do and what they've been able to do with receivers at LSU over a period of time. We'll find out about this bunch that they have soon enough. They certainly have some talent in the mix. The others in that area, DK Metcalf of the Steelers, he's still one of the biggest matchup problems in the NFL. He's also still limited as a route runner, in my opinion, NFL personnel evaluator. I'm down on DK Metcalf. I'm down on him for several reasons. One, he's a world-class a-hole by all accounts. You know, so he's going to go catch balls from another world-class a-hole. So that ought to be interesting. A-hole to a-hole connection. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know exactly how that works out, but I know this. When they put a video of you up that has 15 different lowlights of you taking personal fouls and ridiculous penalties.
Lowlights.
Right, because you're just such a jerk. I think that's a problem. I think it becomes a bigger problem when your ability clearly went downhill, which it did a year ago. There's no question about it. He was just nowhere near as productive. He didn't look anywhere near as explosive. So I don't truly know what Pittsburgh's getting in DK Metcalf. They're not getting the guy from 3 years ago. I wouldn't have DK Metcalf anywhere near here. Not right now. He would have to prove that to me. He would not be anywhere near my list of top receivers in the NFL. Not close. Oh, did we ever finish the Oklahoma schedule?
Closed it. Were we supposed to be?
Yeah, I don't think we finished that. Pull that back up. We'll get to the toughest schedules tomorrow. And the other two guys on the list are T. Higgins. T. Higgins' mom will be happy with that. She was not happy when the NFL ranked her son in the 70s the other day. I noticed that. I saw her responding on Twitter. She was not happy about a ranking for her boy T in the 70s. I get that. T's an elite receiver. This individual says, I was very cautious to see what we would have done had he hit free agency and been a number one on a team. I think he would be a 100-catch guy somewhere else. He's really good. Only thing he doesn't have is top-end speed, NFL scouting director. I agree with all that. I think that's all right, and I think he belongs in this mix of receivers. I would definitely have T. Higgins above DK Metcalf right now. Metcalf, I just think, has a lot to prove. And I would have him above Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams is on the list. When you watch him up close, he's still exactly what the classic X receiver should look like, said NFL coordinator. We'll find out about that. You know, we'll find out what Devontae Adams is this year. I think that Metcalf and Adams have to prove that they are not on the downslope of their career. Meanwhile, a guy like Brian Thomas, they put down in this range with him. Brian Thomas is clearly, clearly on the upswing. So I don't really care for that. Others receiving votes on this list. Devontae Smith, obviously very good with the Eagles. Ladd McConkey, who had a great season with the rookie season with the Chargers. McConkey, by the way, I believe was number 100 in the NFL players rankings of the top players. Jackson Smith and Jigba, who has become a force with the Seattle Seahawks. Jameson Williams of Detroit, look for a big year from Jameson Williams. He might be the next breakout guy, the guy who really moves up this list. Because if Tyreek Hill isn't the fastest guy in the NFL, then Jameson Williams probably is. DJ Moore of the Bears, DJ Moore, I don't know. Maybe my perception is colored on DJ Moore by the fact I took him twice on underdog and he did me wrong.
As Ramona would say. When you stop.
That's right. Chris Godwin of Tampa, who's still with Tampa and is still very good. George Pickens makes the list in that category of others receiving votes. Calvin Ridley of the Titans, Jalen Waddle of the Dolphins, and Cortland Sutton of the Broncos, who may have a pretty good year this year. I think Bo Nix takes a step forward. So I would say this. I like the first two. After the first two, I would put Malik Nabers 3. I think he's by far the most explosive guy of the remaining receivers on this list. I think by far, I don't think that's even close. Especially given the age and status of a couple of these other guys. So I would put him 3 because I think he's rising. I'm not sure what Tyreek Hill's doing. Plus, I don't like that situation in Miami. And I do, I don't love the situation with the Giants either. But the quarterback situation with the Giants is certainly better than it was a year ago at the very least. You know, we'll find out whether anybody can make a vertical throw with the Giants, and Malik Nabers will certainly be the beneficiary of that. All right, Ramon, let's do the Oklahoma schedule.
We did it because you said, because we got to Texas, and I said it's in Dallas, and you said it's not a neutral game. It's not a home game because because they played, you know what I'm trying to. Yeah, I'll read it again. Illinois State home.
Yeah, we didn't get to this.
Well, then what am I thinking about?
Texas is Terry McLaurin, number 3. Now, again, he's got to prove he's playing. That would be my concern. What, you think I'm ignoring you again?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You just started talking about the wide receiver.
Well, I'm taking a look at the text line. Take a look at the text line.
Okay.
Texas said afternoon, well, is the rumor true that LSU will be the first game Clemson could be selling beer? Yes. Bayou Tiger Wally says, did they not hear what happened when Vandy did that for the first time a few years ago for the LSU game? They were out of beer before kickoff time. Yeah, beer is popular. We like beer.
Apparently so.
Yes, we do. We like beer. The only beer I don't like is beer with fruit in it. No fruit.
Fruit.
No fruit in my beer. Yeah, no, Look, they try me. They used to try and convince me about that. That what's that beer with the beer that they put the orange slice in?
I've seen that. I don't know the name of it.
What's the beer? Somebody quick. What's the beer they put the orange slice in? See, I'm out on that. I mean, it's probably not the beer.
You don't want the fruit hanging off the glass.
Listen. I love fruit. Okay, give me an apple, a banana, an orange. Give me any kind of fruit, mango, blueberries. I'll eat basically almost any kind of fruit I can think of. I like fruit.
Texas has Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. Yeah, that's it. Blue Moon.
Yeah, thank you.
So here's the deal, I really like fruit, and I really like beer, but I don't want fruit in my beer. Does that make sense?
No. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. This is a no fruit in beer zone. I everyone told me how great that was, and then I had it for the first time. I'm like, what is this? No, get this friggin' orange slice off. No.
See, yeah. It's the orange slice on the glass.
Yeah, no, I don't want any of that. Yeah, I don't want any of that. Tex said, Sam Adams. Look, I love Sam Adams. Sam Adams is great. If we eliminate the craft beers, okay. If I have my choice of beers, I am Guinness first. Guinness first. I like Sam Adams with Mexican food, surprisingly enough. I don't know how that happens, but I do. I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
To be just fine. For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio's Freddie and Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg.
This is the Sports Center.
I'm Nick DeLuca. Dame Time returning to Portland. Nine-time All-Star Damian Lillard agreeing on a three-year, $42 million contract to go back to the Blazers. Deal includes a player option in 2027-28 and a no-trade clause. Lillard was waived by the Bucks earlier this month to allow Milwaukee to sign free agent center Miles Turner. Had multiple meetings with Portland GM Joe Cronin and head coach Chauncey Billups before agreeing to a new deal. He's set to make $70 million next season between his Portland and Milwaukee deals and make $141 million total over the next two seasons. Lillard continuing to recover from a torn Achilles he suffered in the Bucks' first-round series against the Pacers. Averaged 25, 5 rebounds and 7 assists last season. Played in the first